Women's roller derby of the 1930s and 40s was campy, complete with costumes, pseudonyms, and predetermined winners. Think professional wrestling. But since the revival of the sport in 2006, the track has become flat, costumes are less flashy, and athleticism is more important than showmanship. Today, there are 212 Women's Flat Track Derby Association member leagues all over the world. Bloomington is home to the world's 35th best roller derby team. The Bleeding Heartland Roller Girls was founded in August 2006. 2 years ago, the skaters and coaches set the goal of making it to the international playoffs. They just missed the cut last year, but this year, they were selected to compete in the Fort Wayne portion of the bracket. Underdogs, for sure. Teams sharing their bracket included Denver, second best in the world, and Roller Girls from Montreal, eighth best. Their first bout was against the Black Sheep of Cincinnati, a team they've played twice and beaten once. WFIU's Annie Corrigan takes over from here.
It's a typical line at the Academy Awards. It's an honor just to be nominated. Right. It's a huge accomplishment to get the recognition, of course. But then surely even the most selfless actor really wants to win that Oscar when you get down to it. The Bleeding Heartland Roller Girls have that same mentality.
Going to playoffs has been
a goal we've been working on for
a dream for 6 years. So I think that it's something that we were not going to miss out on no matter what.
It's really satisfying to know that we set a goal and we're achieving it.
This is a huge deal. We are ranked number 35 in the world out of 168 currently ranked teams. So it is a huge deal to be here.
Doing well. How are you?
I'm fine, I think. There you are.
Thank you.
The first weekend of the Women's Flat Track Derby Association International Playoffs are taking place at Fort Wayne's Allen County War Memorial Coliseum. With teams flying in from Montreal, Denver, and London, this is basically a home bout for Bloomington's BHRG. They're ranked ninth out of 10 teams, so it's true David versus Goliath happening here. Although not in their first bout, they're very familiar with the Cincinnati Roller Girls, having played them twice this season, so confidence is running as high as the excitement. Several dozen current and former skaters, friends, fans made the four-hour trek north to sit trackside for the first bout of the tournament, 10 a.m. Friday morning.
Seems to be Cincy warming up. Track cut on Wheezy. Let's hope she keeps that up through the morning.
Boy Casey is his derby name. He's a coach for BHRG's B team, the Code Blue Assassins. Their A team is skating today, the Flatliners.
Heartbeat. The heartbeat for Flatliners.
Most of the fans sit cross-legged in the so-called suicide seats right along the track. In the stands, Knock Her Down is in the front row, basically all by herself. Her body language reads, "Put me in, coach."
Score is currently 94-28, BHRG. Who's coming out first? Who's coming out first? Who's coming out first? Go, Terror! Yes, yes, yes! Terror gets lead. Terror gets lead. Kay Lethal still being held by Shock and Roll and Bobby McGuillotine.
A former skater, she now coaches the new Derby Girls for BHRG.
Oh! Drop back, Bombshell! Get her out, yeah. All right, even the score, they both got their four.
If you're at all confused about the rules of derby, well, just pull up a chair next to Knock Her Down. She explains the basic idea is each team fields five skaters, four blockers, one jammer. The jammer makes her way through the pack of skaters, then around the track once, and starts scoring on her second pass. She earns a point for each opposing skater she laps. The concept is pretty straightforward, but the devil is in the details.
Because it's a very complicated sport. You're playing offense and defense at the same time. The strategies change constantly.
Karen Kuhn, Janie Bones, is the managing director of games for the WFTDA. Penalties, for instance, were beyond confusing. So this year, they recategorized everything, making it clearer for fans and smarter for skaters and officials. Bones says since derby is such a young sport, 10 years since the initial resurgence, the governing body has to be flexible as the strategies change.
Yeah, nice job, Bobby! We're at 122 to 57 minutes left to play, 34 seconds left in the jam, and another 5 points! Yes! Woo!
For those of you keeping score at home, it's 122 for BHRG, 50 for Cincinnati, with 7 minutes remaining in the first half. Knockerdown explains that it's still anyone's game.
Unless you have 200 points over the other team, it is not a blowout. You can score as many as 40, 45 points in a jam if you get a lead jam situation and you have a fast jammer. There's skaters that can go 7-8 laps in a minute. One lap is 5 points. 40-point game right there. End of first period. 100 to 137. Tight game. Tight, tight game. It's not a game you want to breathe through.
This is the first time BHRG made it to playoffs, and perhaps the last time for a large portion of the Flatliners squad. Some 7 or 8 players and coaches are retiring after this season.
Derby is 11 months out of the year, 20 hours a week.
They all call Derby a part-time job, and after a while, practicing 3 times a week until 10 p.m., not to mention all the money and work each skater puts into keeping the league running, that all eventually just becomes too much.
I'm struggling with a little bit of senioritis right now. My name is Kaka Caliente. You know, I don't want to go to the meetings. I don't want to, you know, I just like, come on, let's get practice over with already. It's a bit of a struggle. I kind of have 1 foot in, 1 foot out.
That 1 foot out is thinking about her garden and life as a homesteader. What she really wants is a free August during which to make salsas and canned pickles. Whether it was 6 years of roller derby or her previous work as a soccer player and coach, she's never had that time. The one thing that's really bumming her out when staring down the barrel of her impending retirement?
I've spent 6 years trying to find the perfect pair of skates, and I just got them back from Rydell 2 weeks ago, and I finally am in the perfect. That's probably the biggest, that's the bittersweet thing. After 6 years of clomping around in the wrong size skates, I finally have the perfect skate, and, you know.
And in fact, I think when the season started, Bombshell and I had already planned that we weren't going to leave Bloomington until after playoffs. That was kind of our timeline for graduation and everything.
Students at Indiana University make up a significant chunk of the BHRG roster.
Shock and roll.
And I'm Bombshell Shock. The Shocks.
The Shocks. So married in real life, but have different names. And then in derby life, have a common name, which is kind of fun.
The Shocks admitted to taking the leisurely route with their PhDs in biology, so their 6-year derby careers will end right around the same time they're completing their degrees.
And then I was waiting to hear exactly which tournament we were going to get into to decide whether I was going to defend my dissertation at the beginning of September before playoffs or at the end of September after playoffs, depending on when we went. So being in the very first playoff helped me decide I'm going to defend September 24th. So,
next step, move to Massachusetts to be closer to their families and farther away from academia. They're taking what they love about derby, the fitness, the camaraderie, and the nicknames, and opening a gym.
A couple years ago, we sort of started having this mid-career crisis, I guess, and thinking about what we wanted to do in the future with a little bit of a, you know, dearth of academic jobs out there and just the idea of working at something that we were becoming less and less passionate about as we were becoming more and more passionate about roller derby.
This game is killing me!
Meanwhile, back at the ranch.
It is anybody's game. Trying to see who's on the jam line right now. Knuckle Sammy for us, Kay Lethal for them. Looks like Kay Lethal might get lead. Kay Lethal got lead. Sammy's on her heels. Sammy is on her heels. Yes! We held right behind him. 3-4. 3-4. Good split.
BHRG still clinging to a lead, but with maybe only 2 jams left in the whole bout, Knocker's nerves are starting to fray.
Oh my God, this is killing me. So 193 to 210 with 2 minutes 30 seconds left. Tear to Bits at the line with Kay Lethal still out there again. Tear to Bits gets lead. Yes, Tear to Bits get leads. Ace is sent to the box on a low block, but it got us our lead jammer. It was totally worth the sacrifice.
Kay Lethal, that name keeps coming up. It's because she was a jammer for Cincinnati's final 9 jams in a row, 12 minutes of straight skating. She accounted for 176 of Cincinnati's points. Even with roller derby's high numbers, that's amazing.
Score is 193 to 214, but unfortunately we are in the box. Tara got a track cut at the end of the jam. This is not good. Kay Lethal has lead. They're holding Kay. They're holding her. They're holding her. She's out. 5 more points. Now there's 2 blockers out. There's over a minute and a minute left to play. This is not good. 208 to 214. And our jammer is just now getting out. Get her out! Get her out! 213 to 214. If Kay Lethal goes through again. That's it. We have to wait for the official. That was a really tough way to lose. You know.
It hurts really bad. It hurts. I'm trying to mourn with a smiley face on right now. My heart breaks for our players and what some of them went through.
And it looks like it has gone final with 2:17 for Cincinnati, 2:14.
I don't feel good that we lost, but I feel good about the way that we played today. I think we played one of our best games.
Plus, I think we always get a little twitchy if we're the last 15 minutes of the game.
Yeah, I love all this frenetic energy right now.
So. I'm really good about just enjoying the hell out of this last hurrah.
But imagine another sport where the combined score is 431,
exactly,
and the difference was 3 points.
Yeah.
Some people have another season to look forward to. Some of us don't. So that's hard. I think the people that are really sad really, really wanted to play Denver. I know I wanted to play Denver. I wanted to play a team of that caliber. And yeah, that was important to me. So it's just sad. I'm an emotional person. I'm a big softy. I'm a big marshmallow. You know, that's what it is, too. Am I allowed to go barefoot on the radio?
Yeah.
Okay, I can go barefoot on the radio.
Yeah, you can.
Okay.
Kaka Caliente has a to-do list for her life post-derby retirement. First order of business? A 3-day, 150-mile bike ride. Next, harvest and preserve veggies from her garden. Third, refocus on playing music. Her derby career and her music career took off around the same time, so it's no surprise the two overlapped in the first song she ever recorded, an ode to a Cincinnati skater, no less.
J-U-W-A-N-A-H-U-R-T, Juana Hurt. And she was kind of the most feared skater back my first year. She was a big hitter for Cincinnati, 250, 6 feet tall, speed skater. So not only could she skate, but she just had this massive body. And then I remember playing her for the first time, and I remember getting hit by her and, you know, sailing into the crowd and then getting up and going, all right, well, I survived that, you know, moving on, right? Like, so I get hit by Juana Hurt. It's like getting hit by other people. Okay, I can still play this game. Yeah.
Does she know that she has a song?
Yeah, I sent it to her.
Yeah, what did she think?
Well, I think she liked it. I mean, if I were her, I would have gone crazy, and she didn't. Like, oh my God, you wrote a song about me? That is the coolest thing ever. Nobody's ever written a song about me. Thank you so much for writing a song about me.
But no.
No, she was just like, cool.
Arts reporter Annie Corrigan. More information about Bloomington's roller derby team can be found online at bleedingheartlandrollergirls.com.